B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Former BC student back in Boston and headed to court. Twitter's new feature to make it less toxic. And good news if you want to check out a new movie this weekend. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Ray J's shady moves may have just cost him his marriage.
Leroy has your sports.
Them boys will be at Gillette this Sunday and it could get ugly.
But first, former Boston College student In Young Yu has returned to Boston and will appear in Suffolk Superior Court this morning. Now, she faces arraignment in connection with her boyfriend Alexander Ertula's suicide. He jumped to his death from a parking garage in May, about 90 minutes before graduation. Yu is accused of being physically, verbally, and psychologically abusive toward him during their 18-month relationship. A PR firm hired by Yu's family says that some of the 75,000 text messages that they exchanged were of her trying to stop him from hurting himself. Well, Twitter just rolled out a new feature. It had been being tested, and the feature will allow users to hide replies to their tweets, and they say to make the platform more user-friendly. Now, the replies aren't deleted, though. People following the thread can unlock the hidden message by clicking on the gray icon that will appear in its place, and some users say, though, that they're afraid to use the feature out of fear of retaliation. And lots of new movies to choose from this weekend. Frozen 2, yes, it is finally here. And Elsa and Anna are back, excited about that one. Also, Chadwick Boseman's new movie, 21 Bridges, is out. I got a chance to see that. I really liked it. He plays a NYPD detective, leads a search for two men who killed several cops and shuts down the 21 bridges in and out of Manhattan.
Because his dad was a cop and was killed when he was younger. And he's like,
yes,
I have to stop this crime every time. Wakanda forever.
Exactly. I was about to tell you, when I went to the screening, someone yelled Wakanda forever in the movie.
Yeah, that dude's played so many iconic roles, and he's known as a fictional king of a made-up African country.
And my friend was next to me, and she goes, those are your people. And finally, oh God, just my heart. There's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The true story of a cynical journalist who's assigned a story on Mr. Rogers, and they form a real life friendship. Bring the tissues, let me tell you.
By the way, Tom Hanks found out that he's sixth cousins with Mr. Rogers.
That's
in real life.
Crazy.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That's great.
He's so good as Mr. Rogers. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Chris Brown's subtle Instagram posts yesterday were not subtle at all, as we all figured out pretty easily. Chris is now a father of two. His on-again, off-again girlfriend, Amika Harris, gave birth on 11/20. Chris shared the news on his Instagram, and Amika posted on her story, "I was in love when I first saw you." This is Chris's second child, as his five-year-old daughter, Royalty, is now an older sister. Sources are saying Chris and Amika are still not together, so it looks like this may be a co-parenting situation, but who knows? You never know. They could get back together. Tyler, the Creator, is on the cover of GQ magazine, and in his feature interview, he opens up about his sexual experiences and hints that he is bisexual. Tyler says, and this is the quote of the day, he loves women but ends up wanting their siblings. Says Tyler, quote, "I like girls. I just end up effing their brother every time."
I like fried chicken.
I can't. I saw that headline. I was like, okay. And the drama that is Ray J and his wife, Princess, continues. Just the other day, Princess, who was 8 months pregnant, blasted Ray on social media, saying that he left her and their daughter stranded in Vegas. Well, Ray has responded, saying he never left them stranded. In fact, he's still in Vegas, but he did apologize.
I apologize for everything that's happening. We supposed to be at the tightest and at the strongest. We having another baby coming in, and these are not the things we supposed to do.
God.
The princess saw the clip, wasn't too happy about it, so she went on Instagram Live and told her side of the story and making it clear the two are headed for divorce.
With the way you move, I'm liable to be alone at any given moment. And so he said, well, I'm preparing to be alone too, as long as I can see my kids Monday through Wednesday. I said, okay, well, we can just be separated then.
Monday through Wednesday.
Well, he needs the weekends off. He lives in Vegas.
He wants to party. Like, hey.
Yeah, that's a perfect Vegas, Thursday through Sunday. It's a perfect time to be. One of the highlights of my life was years ago when I was in Miami for like a music festival thing. And I was one of the hosts for the event. And I was headed kind of to a backstage area. And there was a group of men in front of me arguing with the security guy to get in. And he wasn't letting them in. Mm-hmm. And then he looked over the group of guys, saw me, and said, come right this way, sir. Let me through. And I passed the group of guys, turned around, and it was Ray J and his crew that he wouldn't. Ray J was trying to convince the guy to let him in because it was Ray J. He never let him in.
Oh,
I'm like, yes!
My God.
Victory! I win! One to nothing.
Ray J. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Tuca with 36 saves. One of them was really special. You got to check it out. And the Bruins beat the Sabres 3-2. Thursday night football, the Texans beat the Colts 20-17, but everyone's talking about Texans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. He scored 2 touchdowns, but he gave his mother one of the footballs in the stands. Now, why is this special? She's blind, okay? And she was blinded in an acid attack back in 2002 when a woman she didn't know threw chemicals on her over a damn man. Okay?
Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't hear that story?
Yeah. So
I did not know.
Yeah.
No.
It's her way of experiencing the game. So when he gave her the ball, she held it over her head. Oh. The crowd went crazy. It was something special. So check it out. Last week on Thursday Night Football, Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns smashed Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph over the head with a helmet and was suspended. Well, he made his appeal, and he's claiming that a racial slur was used. The NFL said they found no such evidence, and Garrett will remain suspended. There's so much more to that story, but I don't have time to get into it. And y'all already know what it is. Pats Cowboys Sunday at 4:25, and the drama around this game is out of control. AB wanting back in, and Pats Nation being divided just over the thought of it. During the Cowboys practice this week, someone was spotted on the roof of a building. And folks are trying to say it was the Pat spying on them.
Really?
Yeah, come on. It's crazy.
It was a worker. The guy's just up there. Like,
come on. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right, right. And we all know Cowboys fans make the world sick, so we got to deal with them. I just, you know, let's just play the game.
I'm sure the Cowboys fans are saying the same thing about Patriots.
Nah, we up there, but Cowboys are the worst. The Pats are 6.5-point favorites. Melissa.
All right. Here we go. I'm on a lucky streak.
I tell you what, Melissa, you started off a little cold.
I did.
With your cha-chung lock of the week.
Yeah.
But she's been, we've been throwing random games at her. She's been nailing it.
Yeah.
So what is your prediction?
What is the Patriots are what favorites?
6.5 points.
All right. So here's the deal, right? Patriots are at home. Very hard to beat them at home. Patriots are going to win and they are going to cover.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a tough game, I think, though. I will say, I mean, Dak Prescott, it's pretty tough. I just, listen, they're going to do it. I don't know who Brady's going to throw the ball to, though.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Listen, everyone's hurt.
All we want to know is who we betting on.
Patriots.
Patriots minus 6.5. That
lock
is your
in,
Melissa.
Baby.
Ah, cha-chong. Lock
Shut
of the week.
Up all this.
I like it.
I like fried chicken.
Yes.
All right, remember, kickoff is at 4:25. Celtics and Nuggets tonight at 9, and the Bruins will take on the Wild Saturday at 7, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. So, Jean Manning had moved from Florida here to Ayr to get better medical treatment. She had breast cancer. Well, her son, Jake, has Down syndrome and formed a close relationship with his new teacher named Carrie Bremer. Well, as Jean got sicker, Carrie was worried about what she was going to do about Jake, so they had a conversation with Jean saying, you know, I might be overstepping. I'm really sorry, but if you need someone for backup for Jake, my family would be willing to be his guardians. Well, unfortunately, on November 13th, Jake's mother died and while he was in school. And because of the promise that Carrie made to Jean, he did have somewhere to go. And they have already spent weekends together. So Jake had already bonded with Carrie's husband and kids. And GoFundMe has been set up for the family and has already raised over $40,000.
That's spectacular. I saw that story. Spectacular story.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Isn't it?
They said the mother, after the friend made the offer, the mother said, I can finally sleep well tonight because I haven't been able to sleep well because I've been worrying about that.
I know. Oh, my
great.
Gosh. That's your good news. And this report made hot by the Boston Bruins. Give the gift of black and gold with Black Friday deals at the all-new Pro Shop powered by 47 brand. Visit bostonbruins.com/proshop.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.